Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour, where we interview a different individual on their expertise. Today we have Steve Grogan. He's a fitness entrepreneur and enthusiast, and he wants to help people who are bullied and help people understand which martial art is for them and some of his great works. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Trying to get home in a very heavy rainstorm, but I'm doing good.
Well, I'm glad you could be with us. You're fighting it through the rainstorm, so that's definitely a plus. But through the storm, I want to know, what brought you to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I think it was 2010. I was trying to get into exercising and getting fit. I didn't really have the money to pay a personal trainer or join a gym. I was working 12-hour days at my day job, so I reached out on Craigslist. I said, "Could anyone please help me?" And a guy responded who didn't need any money from me. He was a Beachbody coach. He came over, showed me a workout called 10-Minute Trainer, which is, you know, by Tony Horton, who did P90X. And he came up with a program where you do just 10 minutes a day. And the first month I did 10 minutes a day, second was 20 minutes. The third month moved on to P90X, and those programs really, I noticed as time went on, I've been bullied a lot throughout my life, and I noticed as I got more physically fit, I became more mentally fit as well without even realizing it. And Beachbody offers this coach opportunity that anyone wants to sign up for and try it. So I was like, you know what, they've helped me out a lot. I believe in the product, so I'm going to do it. And that's how I got started in trying to, you know, set up my own business. I mean, granted, it's under Beachbody's umbrella, but it is technically the coach's business, you know?
Yeah, definitely you have to have your own brand in these type of things, because if you don't have your own self-identification, then it's just being part of a bigger thing that most people are looking at, and you want to have your own logo, your own idea, your own expression of
right.
You out there. That's why I'm a little bit, what are some of the like real highlights that your own, not Beachbody, but your own creativity has brought to people? Maybe you showed somebody a martial art they wanted to be part of, or maybe you helped somebody eat better who's like, man, it's too expensive to eat well, and I can't eat it economically.
Right. I mean, I personal highlights is, well, as of recently, I was approved by my Sifu. He's a guy named Larry London. He said I could feel free to take on my own students and teach people. That was recent, so I haven't done one yet, but, you know, that's a highlight for sure. As far as eating right and all that, I've, you know, done quite a few of the Beachbody programs, and over time I started to be like, you know, there has to be a balance between, you need a variety of food so you don't get bored, but you don't need a mile-long grocery list that costs, you know, like $300 a week either. So I came up with a list of my own. For me, it was a week-long grocery list, and it only came to about $60. I take my list as an example, and I show other people, and then, you know, they're like, well, what if I swapped out this food for that? You know, I'm not really a seafood fan. Can I get something else instead? And I coach them on, you know, coming up with their own list that'll still be healthy.
And that's great. Everybody needs a way to be healthy no matter what kind of income they have.
Right. And, I mean, the other highlight is a lot of people think, I've got to go to the gym. I got to buy, or if I work out at home, I got to buy all the expensive equipment. And I've shown them, you know, workout program that I call it a circuit training program. And you just knock out, you know, three exercises per muscle group in a row and do a cardio for 1 to 2 minutes, and then you rest and you get back into it. And it doesn't involve a lot of expensive equipment. It take a lot of time. And they're, you know, when they see that they can still do that, they're really grateful for it.
And that's amazing that you're helping people, because a lot of people would say, like, man, I don't have a gym membership. And I've actually had this conversation with people, like, it's too expensive to have a gym membership. It's too expensive to eat healthy. Then they might neglect that, and then they suffer the consequences, when that's really not true. If you take a little bit of time, maybe get some dumbbells and some fruits and veggies at a discounted price, you could be in the same eating habits as a professional athlete, as far as I'm concerned. So if someone hears this and they're like, wow, Steve's really breaking the tide. I like the idea of helping people get fit. I like the idea of maybe helping people learn martial arts or learn something to stop bullying. Could you give 3 tips for anybody who'd like to start doing the kind of work you're doing?
Meaning in the keeping along the bullying stuff, or just
the bullying or fitness, either or.
Well, I mean, I can give tips on based on the way I started out, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you start out the way I did, which is as the Beachbody independent contractor, you definitely got to create your own brand. You got to put your own personal stamp or angle on it, because otherwise you're just a face in the crowd, because literally anybody can be a coach. There's no hiring process or anything, you know. So you definitely have to put your stamp on it. After a while, though, what you want to do is create some products of your own, because to rely on just Beachbody, like they have companies like them have strict rules on, it's like they want you to help be their sales and marketing arm, but then they're like, well, yeah, sell it please, but you can't do this and you can't do that, and like they won't, if you want to participate in like another business, that's a no-no, and it's like they're tying your hands. So you want to eventually create your own products that you can sell however you please, you know, and not just ones you'll sell, but you might want to create, you know, free giveaways. What some people, I've heard some MLM and other entrepreneurs call the ethical bribe, you know. And you give some free, and that makes people, they're thankful for that gift, and they'll come back and pay attention to you longer. And third, I'd say you have to create a plan to it, a plan of attack, but you don't want to spend forever perfecting it. You want to make it more like an outline and things that can be shifted around or removed and replaced. It has to be flexible, because if something doesn't work and you take part of the plan out and that makes all of it fall apart, then that's not a good plan. So you got to have something that's flexible to succeed.
Yeah, great points, especially having your own brand and being able to get flexible out there, because if people can't really work within what you're doing, then it's hard to build a customer base.
Right.
Yeah, and that's definitely one thing I've learned doing this brand, and it's definitely one thing a lot of people can learn doing their own, and you know, finding their target market and people they want to help, which brings to me, let's say I'm a new entrepreneur. Maybe I'm not into fitness, or maybe I'm not into specifically what I'm doing, but I want to create my own brand. How would you suggest someone finds like the brand for them, or if they're a new entrepreneur, give them maybe some advice on starting out?
That's a tough one, because it would depend on what kind of sales or what they're getting into, you know? Like, I can't say, well, like, if I had decided to get into, like, there's a company called Primerica that helps people get financially free. I can't say, well, I'd apply my anti-bullying campaign to that, you know what I mean? So it's hard to, it depends on what they're getting into. If you find something, though, you really want to go with the thing that gets you fired up, though. Like, if you hear about it and you can't stop talking about it, like, that's what got me with Beachbody, you know, because I was in, like, Ambit and Primerica before that. It didn't really get me fired up to be like, yeah, I can help you save a utility bill. You know, that's what Ambit helps you do. And so, and it's also going to be something, another thing, it's got to be something you can work into your life, because if you don't have if there's no way to fit it into your life to do it, then it's never going to get you anywhere. Like with Ambit, yeah, I could send people videos to watch, but then I also had to do in-person presentations, you know? And it was really hard to find the time to do it for me personally. And so that's why another thing I turned to Beachbody is a lot of people are doing it through the internet, you know, where you don't have to go to someone's house in person. And they do internet marketing and or calling people on the phone, you know. And so you need something that's going to fit into your life and something that inspires you.
I totally agree.
Hopefully they're the same thing.
I think it's, yeah, finding that congruency. And the way I found it was fail hard, fail fast. I tried a bunch of network marketing things. I tried a bunch of stuff. I thought, oh, this will make money. But I really didn't have that burning desire from it. So when I got on the phone or when I went to talk to people, it didn't work. So I just had to keep failing till I found something that was congruent with what I wanted to do that could have a target market and help other people. And that's that couldn't have been done if I wasn't inspired by certain people like Les Brown, like Tony Robbins. And I'm just curious, has there been anyone throughout your entrepreneurial career who's inspired you to keep going on when times get tough?
I mean, on a personal level, from the people I've met.
Could be personal, could be somebody who's prominent speaker, in anything in between.
Oh, well, I mean, someone who inspired me, who I have yet to reach her level, that I met this woman, Christine Dwyer, who was a Beachbody coach. I met her only briefly for one day, but she had achieved a 15-star diamond coach in one business center and was 2-star diamond in her second. So, and I said to her, well, how much did, we got on the topic of how much can make you, and I was like, wow, at that level of coaching, you must have, you must be earning pretty good. She's like, well, I earned $15,000 last month, and at the time, that was like half my annual salary. So, I mean, that freedom, obviously, I mean, let's be honest, you love the products and all, but I mean, you also want to be your own boss and not have to hold a day job down, you know. So that was pretty inspiring to me. And as far as other speakers and authors in the, I've read a lot of authors through the personal development books. And the biggest inspiration to me was John C. Maxwell, because he wrote this book called Failing Forward, and he talks about how in life you're going to fail more than you succeed, but you know, your And so he's teaching you how to look at failure in a different way. Like, for example, I can't remember how many times, like, you know, Edison failed before he invented, you know, the light bulb, or think of how many girlfriends you've dated throughout your life before you finally get married. One, you know, so it's like, say, for example, the girlfriend thinks that you dated 5 women, 4 of them were failures, and the 5th one you married, well, that's like a ratio of 4 failures to 1 success, but, I mean, that's a pretty good success, you know what I mean? So
I'd say so.
So, I mean, because you couldn't. If they had all been successful, then you'd be dating 5 women, and all 5 of them would not be very happy with you or each other, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, so, wow. Hey, that would give you material for a new book, though. How to?
Yeah, but so that book, Failing Forward, was the one I recommend the most to, like, if people sign up under me as coaches. I can't say enough good things about that book, though.
That's great. Yeah, it's definitely for me. I had to fail at one endeavor and then the next. Then my friend's like, let's do this. I can't even remember what it was now. I just kept trying until I'm like, I just need something that resonates within me that I can do all day and all night and keep going at it. And even when things aren't working, keep going. And that's why I think people have started to seek it out, and that's why I think I'm making more connections than I ever did, which is a big question. If someone hears this and they're like, wow, I really like what Steve's doing and I want to be part of it, or I at least want to connect with him, where can people find you online?
I'm in the process of trying to, I didn't get it set up yet, but I'm trying to secure a bullyfreefitness.com. Waiting on some funds to clear for that, but right now I just have my free blog. It's the online Wing Chun Journal of Steve Grogan. The abbreviation for that, it's WCMan1976.wordpress.com. So I just got the free site right now, and I mean free for me. Not, I don't mean I'm not trying to set up something where other people have to. But so there's WCMan1976.wordpress.com, and you can also feel free to just reach out to me via email, which is bullyfreefitness@gmail.com. And
excellent.
Like at the moment, yeah, that's. I'm also on Twitter. It's bullyfree, and that's spelled bully. Free, just the letter N, and then word fit. So those 3 ways.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to your site coming up. So, guys, definitely be out on the look if you want to email him. It's definitely a great idea because he has 2 books coming out. Can I do a little announcement for them?
Sure.
Okay, so when I first met Steve, he had 2 awesome ideas that I think we can all benefit from. The first one is Fitness for the Rest of Us, showing people who are like, oh, it's not economically easy to eat good food and to practice good fitness habits if I'm poor, if I'm on the go. And this really helps kind of help anyone in their situation financially go and become a healthier, better person. The second one is Search for the Warrior's Path, and that is about different styles of martial arts and picking the one you want. So do you want to go kung fu fighting with Carl Douglas? Do you want to be a Jeet Kune Do ninja with Bruce Lee? Or do you want to do something else or do some Taekwondo in your backyard? And that'll help you. So, Steve, it was a pleasure. And
yeah.
Do you have any closing comments, thoughts?
Like I said, you know, you need a plan, but not one that's too rigid. And The other thing that happens is when you're making a rigid plan, you're usually making the plan instead of going out there and trying to do things. So come up with a plan, revise it a couple times, but then get out there and test it, or else you'll just be, you know, sitting in your home office revising it over and over. And, you know, yeah. Just a quick plug for an upcoming book. I'm not sure when, because it's a lot of involving more research than I anticipated, but there will be a third book out someday soon. It's called The Bully Free Guide. Bully Free Fitness Guide. Bully Free Fitness Guide to a Bully Free Life. And it's going to examine things like what exactly bullying is, what kind of shapes it comes in, like online bullying, you know, cyberbullying, workplace bullying, and things like that, and how to handle it when it's just verbal / emotional, or even, you know, when it gets physical. Goes into, you know, what kinds of people get bullied, what kinds of people are bullies, all kinds of, it's jam-packed with a lot of stuff, so I'm excited to finish it and get it out there.
I'm looking forward to that. That's a topic that I think most, if not all, people listening can identify from. So, guys, we were with Steve Grogan. He's a fitness entrepreneur and enthusiast. He's helping you find the right ninja or the right karate or the right martial art you want to pick up through Search for the Warrior's Path. And you can email him at bullyfreefitness@gmail.com. That's bullyfreefitness@gmail.com, and inquire about what he's doing and connect with him. This is Kareem Mays, your host with the Entrepreneur Power Hour. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, where we interview a different entrepreneur on their expertise and immerse ourselves in the power of their journey. Are you ready to be educated, inspired, and enlightened? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, hosted by Kareem Mays and Chris Peters.